Hello, this is Nancy Pippin with the Pantograph for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. We begin today's reading with an article regarding the State of the Union. Trump calls for unity on immigration in address. President seeks to set politics aside, seeks infrastructure funds. Addressing a deeply divided nation, President Donald Trump called upon lawmakers Tuesday night to summon the unity to make good on long-standing promises to fix the nation's crumbling infrastructure and, quote, set politics aside, end quote, to overhaul the nation's fractured immigration system, infusing his presidency with a sense of optimism for at least one high-profile night. Quote, to every citizen watching at home tonight, no matter where you have been or where you come from, this is your time, Trump declared in his State of the Union address. Quote, if you work hard, if you believe in yourself, if you believe in America, then you can dream anything. You can be anything, and together we can achieve anything, he said. Despite his calls for bipartisanship, Trump spoke with tensions running high on Capitol Hill. An impasse over immigration prompted a three-day government shutdown earlier this year. And lawmakers appear no closer to resolving the status of the, quote, dreamers, young people living in the U.S. illegally ahead of a new February 8th deadline for funding operations. The parties have also clashed this week over the plans of Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee to release a classified memo on the Russia investigation involving Trump's presidential campaign, a decision the White House backs, but the Justice Department is fighting. The controversies that have dogged Trump and the ones he has created have overshadowed strong economic gains during his first year in office. His approval ratings have hovered just over 30% for much of his presidency, and just 3 in 10 Americans said the United States was heading in the right direction. That's according to a poll by the Associated Press, NORAC Center for Public Affairs Research. In the same survey, 67% of Americans said the country was more divided because of Trump. At times, Trump's address appeared to be aimed more at validating his first year in office than setting the course for his second. He devoted significant time to touting the tax overhaul he signed at the end of last year, promising the plan, quote, will provide tremendous relief for the middle class and small businesses, end quote. He also highlighted the decision made early in his first year to withdraw the U.S. from a sweeping Asia-Pacific trade pact, declaring, quote, the era of economic surrender is totally over. And he spoke about potential agenda items in 2018 in broad terms, including a call for $1.5 trillion in new infrastructure spending and partnership with states and private sector. He touched only briefly on issues like health care that have been at the center of the Republican Party's policy agenda for years, tackling the sensitive immigration debate that has roiled Washington. Trump redoubled his recent pledge to offer a path to citizenship for 1.8 million young immigrants as part of a package that would also require increased funding for border security, including a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, ending the nation's visa lottery method, and revamping the current legal immigration system. Some Republicans are wary of the hard-line elements of Trump's plan, and it's unclear whether his blueprint could pass Congress. Trump played to the cultural wars alluding to his public spat with professional athletes who led protests against racial injustice by kneeling during the national anthem, declaring that paying tribute to the flag is a, quote, civic duty. Republicans led multiple rounds of enthusiastic applause during the speech, but for the opposition party, it was a somber affair. Democrats provided a short spurt of polite applause for Trump as he entered the chamber, but offered muted reactions throughout the speech. A cluster of about two dozen Democrats, including members of the Congressional Black Caucus, remained planted firmly in their seats, staring sternly at the president and withholding applause. After devastating defeats in 2016, Democrats are hopeful that Trump's sagging popularity can help the party rebound in November's midterm elections. In a post-speech rebuttal, Massachusetts Republican Joe Kennedy, the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, was seeking to undercut Trump's optimistic tone and remind voters of the personal insults and attacks often leveled by the president. Quote, bullies may land a punch, Kennedy said, according to excerpts from his remarks. They might leave a mark, but they have never, not once, in the history of our United States, managed to match the strength and spirit of a people unified in defense of their future. On international affairs, Trump warned of the dangers from, quote, rogue regimes like Iran and North Korean terrorist groups, like the Islamic State and rivals like China and Russia, quote, that challenge our interests, our economy, and our values, calling on Congress to lift budgetary caps and boost spending on the military. Trump said that unmatched power is the surest means of our defense. The president also announced that he had signed an executive order directing the U.S. Department of Defense to keep open the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, and the order reverses the Obama-era policy of the executive branch, long stymied by Congress, to close the prison. First Lady Melania Trump, who has largely stayed out of the spotlight following the latest allegations of Trump's infidelity, arrived at the Capitol ahead of her husband to attend a reception with guests of the White House. Those sitting alongside the First Lady included an Ohio welder who the White House says will benefit from the new tax law, and the parents of two Long Island teenagers who were believed to have been killed by MS-13 gang members. And our second article covers area legislators reacting to Trump's speech. President hits, quote, the right note. Democrats look to move past rhetoric. Members of Congress from Illinois said that after the State of the Union address that they hoped Republicans and Democrats can work together on issues where there is common ground and move past divisive rhetoric. U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Shannon said, quote, at the end of the day, it was a unifying speech, one that reaches out an olive branch on bipartisan issues like immigration and infrastructure. Quote, it's absolutely struck the right note. Now it's up to the Democrats to decide if they want to work with us, Kinzinger said. Illinois Democratic senators said they heard ideas they liked in Trump's address, but both said he has to move beyond his often harsh language to work with their party. U.S. Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin, quote, said, quote, if the president chooses to follow through on his prepared remarks tonight, he will find Democrats ready to work with him on lowering prescription drug prices, making massive new investments in the U.S. crumbling roads and bridges, passing meaningful paid family leave legislation, and protecting Dreamers. Tammy Duckworth took a more skeptical tone. She said she hoped to hear plans for infrastructure improvements, helping roll America, and a realistic bipartisan proposal to lift the inhuman threat of deportation countless dreamers face because of him. Quote, instead, the president engaged in more of the reckless rhetoric which divides instead of unites, she said. Quote, we need our commander-in-chief to change the course to try to forge bipartisan agreement on issues like immigration and present the American people with a more positive and inclusive message that moves us forward as a nation. Tonight, President Donald Trump failed on each of these counts. And now we'll move away from national news to closer to home, as a sports complex study is sought. Normal looks to verify cost benefits of plan. This is out of Bloomington. Normal officials are seeking a second opinion on the costs and benefits of a possible Twin City sports complex that would include soccer. As the Kim Group, a Peoria-based real estate developer, promotes a 20 million West Side complex that director Katie Kim said could generate more than 100 million for the local economy on its third year, the town is reviewing proposals to get such financial data on its own. Quote, we have not seen any data to confirm that, said city manager Mark Peterson on Tuesday of Kim's estimates presented Monday at a meeting of local soccer parents at Normal Community High School. We need to get all the facts on the table in terms of economic benefit before we start worrying about the details. The town hopes to pay between $40,000 and $60,000 for an expert study, including a detailed budget for such a sports complex and what it might generate in new dollars. A request for proposals for such a feasibility study was approved in December and Peterson said a study could be approved in the next 30 days and finished 90 days later. Kim said Monday the city of Bloomington and town of Normal need to act soon on her plan or risk losing the facility to an unnamed nearby community. She's developing the project on behalf of Dave Stark, who owns land that would be used for the complex near the Ravinia Automotive Plant on the Twin Cities West Side. Okay? And then we'll move on to finish this article. Let's see. It says Bloomington Mayor Tari Renner said Tuesday that Kim's comments, quote, will not particularly change the city's approach to the facility, which he said needs to include an independent study like the one Normal plans to fund. Peterson said he hopes the city and possibly the Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau will sign on and help fund the study, but those discussions haven't yet taken place. What we have not seen is an economic analysis vetted by an external group that at a minimum would be necessary for us to seriously consider this plan, said Renner of Kim's plan. What might move the needle is somebody doing the land or market a substantial contribution towards the end, end quote. Both sides said they're unfamiliar with the funding structure Kim presented Monday, in which the city would pay $350,000 per year and the town $250,000 and hotel users $420,000 via a tax increase. A 1% point hike to the city town hotel sale tax sales, which are both currently at 6%. Kim referred Monday to that 1.2 million per year as a payment on debt services for the project, but she didn't specify how long the loan could be or what interest rate was required to calculate out. Kim could not be reached for comment on Tuesday, and, quote, "What was presented to us is something that was more costly, especially if you're talking about the land. I don't know for sure how long we can get down to that again," said Renner. If we were realistically down to that kind of money, that would have been a whole different story. But I don't know that that's where we are. National Mayor Chris Coos said even if the $250,000 figured out were accurate, it could be difficult for the city to promise the normal plans to cut 20% or 20 positions for this year and eliminate service in response to the budget deficit. We haven't discussed True and given out budget issues right now. It would be very difficult for us to do so, said Coos. Peterson said he's also interested in the operating cost of the complex, including Kim, which did not address on Monday's meeting. She suggested the city and town could share ownership and management of the duties. But Pritchardson said familiar facilities generally don't make money except through developmental economic, through related economic development. An estimated 2,000 youth currently play soccer at the community fields at Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, but the FAA wants that land to be evacuated. The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority has given the local soccer leadership 3 years to get a replacement place in play. And we certainly want to keep soccer viable in the community, but we have to keep it in physical balance, said Coos. It's prudent of us to do a study and see if there is a market value. So that concludes that thought for right now. Looking at a budget for a new soccer NY. Bloomington Mayor Tari Renner said Tuesday that Kim's comments will not particularly change the city's approach to the facility, which he said needs to include an independent study like the one Normal plans to fund. Peterson said he hopes the city and possibly the Bloomington Normal Convention and Visitors Bureau will sign on and help fund the study, but those discussions haven't taken place yet. Quote, "What we have not seen is an economic analysis vetted by an external group. That, at a minimum, would be necessary for us to seriously consider it," said Renner of Kim's plan. Quote, "What might move the needle is somebody donating the land or making a substantial contribution towards that end." Both said they're unfamiliar with the funding structure Kim presented Monday, in which the city would pay $350,000 per year, and the town would pay $250,000 per year, and the hotel users would be $420,000 via a tax increase. That would be a 1% point hike to the city and town's hotel motel tax rates, which are both currently at 6%. Kim referred Mundy to the 1.02 million per year as payment on debt services for the project, but she didn't specify how long the loan would be or what interest rate was used for calculation. Kim could not be reached for comment Tuesday. Quote, what was presented to us is something that was more costly, especially if you're talking about the land. I'm not sure how they got down to that figure, said Renner. Quote, if we were realistic down to that kind of money, that would be a whole different story, but I don't know that that's where we are. Normal Mayor Chris Koos said even if the $250,000 figure were accurate, it could be difficult for the town to promise Normal plans to cut 20 positions this year and eliminate services in response to a budget deficit. We haven't discussed that, and given our budget issues right now, it would be very difficult for us to do, said Koos. Peterson said he's also interested in the operating costs of a complex, which Kim did not address Monday. She suggested the city and town could share ownership and management duties, but Peterson said similar facilities generally do not make money except through related economic development. An estimated 2,000 youths currently play on the soccer fields at Central Field, at the community field at Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. But the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, wants that land to be vacated. The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority has given local soccer leadership 3 years to get a replacement plan in place. We certainly want to help keep soccer viable in the community, but we have to keep it in fiscal balance, said Koos. It's prudent of us to do a study and see if there's a market value for it first. Continuing with local news, we have teacher accused of sexual assault in Bloomington. A Bloomington piano teacher is charged with sexually assaulting a girl, was arrested Tuesday shortly after Bloomington police asked for the public's help in locating him. 10 criminal charges, including one count of predatory criminal sexual assault, and 9 counts of criminal sexual assault of a minor, have been filed against Aaron Michael Parlier, 36. He was arrested around 1:30 p.m. Tuesday in the 1300 block of Werner Street in Normal. Quote, Parlier had given piano lessons to children at many places throughout the Bloomington area over the last several years, the department said in a statement released prior to his arrest. The agency also said it is asking that anyone who may have been a piano student of Parlier and or believes they could have been a victim to contact the department. Charges allege Parlier sexually assaulted and molested the girl multiple times between July 2010 and July 2013 at a location in Bloomington. According to Parlier's lawyer, Brenda Belaski, Bloomington police first contacted Parlier in December about his alleged contact with the child, and Bukowski said Parlier offered multiple times to voluntarily surrender to police if criminal charges were found. Bukowski said he was surprised Tuesday to see the police asking for help in locating his client, who has been living in Pekin. Our client is innocent and we look forward to being able to establish that innocence, Bukowski said, Quote, "We hope the police will do everything they can to restore his character to its level before they besmirched it." Defense lawyers said Parler had been a piano tuner and teacher for more than a dozen years, and bond has been set at $1 million. He is expected to be in court on Wednesday. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact Bloomington Police Detective John Heinlein at 309-434-2672 or J. Heinlein, Heinlein, at cityblm.org. If you want to remain anonymous, you could also call the McLean County Crime Stoppers at 309-828-1111. If your call leads to an arrest and indictment of the suspect, you may earn or be eligible to be rewarded $1,000. Okay. Well, let's move on to a little brighter thought here. Let's look at Flick's fact for today. All right. Mr. Flick says, a former meteorologist for ABC TV, co-founder of the Weather Channel, and before that, he was a personality at WBLN-TV Bloomington, WCIA-TV Champaign, and WJBC-AM Radio Bloomington. This was John Coleman, who died last week at age 83. He also left behind a niece who is especially well-known in the Bloomington-Normal area. Do you know who she is? So we're talking about weather forecaster John Coleman, and he worked locally and nationally for ABC News, worked in Bloomington, Champaign, so he's kind of been all over, and he passed away, but he has a famous niece. Can you guess who it is? We're going down. Here you go. It would be Claire Coleman LaMonica, the director of the Center for Teaching, Learning, and Technology at Illinois State University. Her husband is ISU's retired Director of Sports Information, Tom LaMonica, who recently teaches and directs internships in the School of Communication. So, with that thought in mind, we will take a quick break here and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for Wednesday, January the 31st, 2018. So please stand by.